Welcome back to the Simpleton Review. We are so excited you are with us today because we have one of the best movies of 2023 on the docket to review. This is a highly rated movie and it is amazing. I can't say enough about it. It is, co-written by Paula Lahn and Kevin Sorbo. The Sorbs.
Hercules.
If you want one of the most amazing Twitter feeds of your entire life, go check out the toxic cesspool known as Kevin Sorbo's Twitter feed. It is amazing. I mean, did I say that out loud? Anyways, Kevin Sorbo, if you don't know who he is, he played Hercules in the 90s TV show Hercules.
Hercules.
And that's about his biggest claim to fame. That and playing some atheist teacher on God's Not Dead. Yeah, so it's Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist. It stars Neil McDonough, which again, I don't know why he's in this movie because he's a good actor. Bailey Chase, I have really no idea who he is. Corbin Burnson, who's a fantastic actor, still don't know why he's in this. Sarah Fisher, Sam Sorbo, which is Kevin Sorbo's son, of course. Charles Andrew Payne and Stafford Perry. It's a sequel to the 2014 reboot Left Behind, which itself is based on the 1995 novel of the same name by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Tim LaHaye is known, of course, as the person who likes to talk about Revelation. And Jerry B. Jenkins was the actual author because Tim LaHaye is not a good author. Yes. I've read a few Tim LaHaye books in my time. Anyway, the world is in chaos 6 months after the rapture took millions of people, and a new charismatic leader named Nikolai Carpathia is gaining prominence. Unclear whether he can be trusted or if he has a larger plan that involves the tribulation. The world will soon know his name. Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist by Cloud 10 Productions. We love it! It is so good! It is so worth your time!
Not.
No, it really sucks. This movie was awful. It is 2 hours of my life that I can never get back. If I wasn't sure if I was in a tribulation movie or a movie that was making some sort of political commentary about the pandemic, I thought I was supposed to grab my Make America Great hat, put that on, and put my QAnon shirt on when I was watching this thing. It was just stupid as all get out. That's just the basic. Lemuel, why don't you tell me your 2 cents about this movie?
I think I have a couple more cents than 2 on this movie.
Oh.
But I'll start with the positive. They accidentally got a good transition when the news reporter guy's talking to Corbin Burnson, and Corbin Burnson's mad and sits down at his desk, and it instantly transitions over to the pilot picking up his phone to look up verses in the Bible about the rapture. That was a pretty good transition. I noticed that. Other than that, everything else about this movie, everyone involved could stand to go back to school on everything they were trying to do, because for some reason we had this weird 2012 apocalyptic, like, book live action movie cover filter on the whole time. I thought I was watching The Hunger Games with a significantly lower budget.
Significantly lower budget. This is like when you guys used to grab my video camera when you guys were 10 years old and going in the backyard and filming.
It felt like that. It had the same sort of vibes. All the actors had no idea how to act. It felt like dialogue was mediocre at best of times.
But you know, they
the music mix was horrible.
Yes, horrible. Bad. They did an Indiegogo campaign and they raised over $500,000 for the making of this movie. Now, back in 1999, there was a tiny little movie that raised $50,000 and would create, and it was called The Blair Witch Project. Okay, they did that movie on a $50,000 budget, and that movie is 500 times better than this one.
Well, that's because the people doing that knew how to make a movie.
Oh my goodness, it's so bad, Charles. Why don't you tell me what you thought of Left Behind?
It probably would have helped if I would know, like, the story, like, any of it, because I haven't read any of the books.
True.
Haven't seen any of the previews.
They did feel like, yeah, that was part of the movies. They hoped you had a background of what the movie is all about already.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, knowing pre-trib theology, pre-tribulation theology, it's obvious that the rapture had happened and people were gone. And it was a while, but they kept talking about it like it was yesterday or last week as opposed to months ago. Yeah. And then parts they would talk about it as months ago. But then all of those parts, they'd equate to the pandemic as well. So it's like this was obviously like a political slant that was really poor. And the story just really felt disjointed. Things didn't add up. Like scenes didn't flow together real well. So, I mean, it's like telling the story, even if it's part of a sequel, you got to give a little more context about what's happening and why. And I love the huge dramatic moment, this conversion moment. The lights were terrible. The music was too low. This guy's trying to look like he's crying, and it didn't pull it off. And it was bad.
You're talking about the reporter, right? When he cries.
The reporter,
Yeah,
he didn't even look like he was crying. It was just
it was awful. Exactly. I totally agree. There was this one scene where the daughter of the pilot guy, the Kevin Sorbo character, she runs to the graveyard to dig up her grandma because she wanted to see if her body was still there. I don't know how she managed to dig a perfectly symmetrical grave with a shovel, but it was perfectly symmetrical.
She gave the shovel to the reporter. You know
that was it. But she had that grave pretty well dug by the time he got there. And then where did they put this? It was like, was this a catacomb or what? Because that thing was so far down, I'm pretty sure they were going to start speaking Chinese. This grave was deep. And I'm like, this is not 6 feet down. And then on top of that, they keep on showing this daughter who just dug this huge freaking grave. There's no sweat. There's no dirt. She looked like she just stepped out of the shower and went to dinner. It was just like, what is going on here? This is like, I mean, come on. At least give a little bit of thought process to this. It was just, I don't know. And on top of that, how is this guy taking his phone and broadcasting over the United Nations feed while the guy who's supposedly sending it to the satellite is driving down the road with his laptop in a TV van? I'm sorry, but I'm not sure that's technically that possible. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm a little behind the times, but I don't know how it's that possible to have that good of a feed in that way. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It was just... it was really bad. I was expecting them to show folded clothes from the people who got raptured up, but that's a thief in the night thing, I guess, not left behind.
Hey, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, Corbin Bergson was...
a few things that you could tie together there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but it's all the same, right? It's all... The only thing that this Left Behind movie didn't have that Thief in the Night had was guillotines. Other than that, I mean, it was... this movie is so terrible. I'm surprised anybody gave any money for it. I went to Rotten Tomatoes. Now, no professional movie reviewer has given a review of this movie. But there was a couple of, you know, like local, you know, like just normal Joe Schmo that gave a review. And they're like, oh, this movie is great. So good. So reception. I'll give you what the reception says. Michael Faust from the famous crosswalk.com. He gave the movie a rating of 3 out of 5. Stating that the film is one-third a thriller film, one-third an apologetic lesson, and one-third a sermon, ultimately concluding that The Rise of the Antichrist is the best Left Behind movie yet. That's a high bar to meet. Even if it does include one or two moments of cheese that briefly distract from the plot. One or two? Did this guy watch the movie? Or was he going and making himself a cheese sandwich during the deal? I think he got paid. That guy got paid. And then the guy from a Variety magazine, which may be a little bit more of a legit source for movie reviews, states that while the latest installment in the Rapture franchise provides efficient filmmaking at times, actually, I don't know what he was watching there either, in the end, it doesn't offer much movie rapture on the way to an altar call epilogue. That was actually a pretty positive review. I'm going to tell you what I think of this movie, boys and girls, and then we're going to give our scores. This movie sucks. It is a waste of time. It is nothing but a political... What's the word I'm looking for? It's all propaganda. And it's not propaganda about the end times. It's propaganda about the pandemic we all just lived through. If you're a Make America Great type of a person and you have a QAnon shirt, you're going to love this movie. If you're not and you think all that is pretty much nonsense and slightly bogus, you're going to hate this movie because you are getting preached at for at least the first 30 minutes of this film. And it isn't about the tribulation. It's about those of you who thought it was okay to lock down and actually love your fellow neighbor by trying to be as safe as you possibly can. You are the dumbbells, according to this movie. There's nothing about the revelation tribulation in the first half of this movie. It's stupid. So, Mr. Lalonde, go back to your drawing board and write a movie about the tribulation and not about the pandemic next time. And this has been Louder with Crowder.
Oh, good.
Who's also a jackass. All right, I'm going to give my rating on this movie. It doesn't even get a one. It doesn't even get a half a star. I'm giving it 1/4 star simply because Corbin Burnson was in it, and that's the only positive thing in this entire movie. Lemuel, what about you?
I can't even give it that. Like, I like Corbin Burnson, but I watched this movie, and I seen his face, and he did not look like he wanted to be there. It looked very clear
he just needed some money.
He was getting the check.
Yeah, I think he just needed a hot dog.
So, 0 for me. The narrator was making me mad. They tell you to not tell but show in movies and other forms of media in that likeness, and they told instead of showed the whole time.
No matter whether it was the narrator or the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
And I'm also confused. I'm trying to understand what kind of population's still around, because some scenes had a lot of people around for what seemed to be some sort of a post-apocalyptic life, and then other scenes...
Well, you know, there was only 144,000 people that got raptured that day.
Other scenes had, like, nothing going on but lots of sound effects of police sirens in the background, supposedly going to have been up for 300%, but most of those houses looked pretty fine, so I'm confused.
Yeah, well, you know, but they showed the bad people when that lady got mugged.
One bad person.
So, Charlie, how about you?
Oh, man. So we'd done this before.
Yes, we recorded this one before, and we failed miserably.
And I give it a better score than I'm going to give it now.
Oh, changed your mind, huh?
Yeah. I have to give it a quarter star for Corbin Bernstein.
So you gave it a 0, right, Lem?
Mm-hmm.
So between all three of us, this movie doesn't even get a 1-point rating total. This is by far the worst movie we have ever watched. Well, not watched, but for this program, yes, that we've ever watched. It is terrible. Run far away. Do not spend money. Even if it ends up on your favorite PureFlix, don't watch it. I would rather go watch God's Not Dead, and I hate that movie.
I'd rather watch Army of the Dead or whatever that one movie was.
Yeah, but at least that had a zombie tiger.
True.
Why don't we tell you guys what we really think of this movie? We will next time. No. Don't go watch it. This is by far not even Simpleton certified. It's not nothing. It's terrible. Terrible movie. But on that note, the Simpleton review is not terrible, and we thank you so much for watching us, and we look forward to seeing you next week when we'll review another movie or album. We don't know. You guys have to stay tuned to find out. Please, if you've stumbled upon us in the YouTube algorithms, then click the subscribe button if you like us. If not, click it anyways and make fun of us. I don't care. You can make fun of us. We're fine with that. Especially Lemuel. He deserves it. So anyways, guys, love you so much. We'll see you next week here on the Simpleton Review. Bye-bye.